The official start of the EU initiative Zentrop-TT took a long time. Preparations had to be made, project partners were brought together, dates had to be arranged. Finally, on February 22, 2010, the spin-off press conference of the project took place. And it was a press conference which aired optimism, pleasure and an atmosphere of departure into a new future. Vienna's Vice Mayor Renate Brauner stressed the importance of mutual cooperation as a basis for the joint growth of the region.
I'm very much convinced, ladies and gentlemen, that Zentrop is not only a fascinating political project, it is particular now in times of economic crisis of great importance for the development of the whole region. We are a relatively small region in the very heart of Europe and should not compete for the best rankings as individual locations. We should concentrate on the strength of our regions, especially by investing heavily in science, research and technology.
Technology, science and research. Three topics which are very interesting, not only for Vienna, but also for Lower Austria. Its Minister of Economy, Tourism, Technology and Sports, Dr. Petra Bohuslav, says that with cross-border technology, Austria and Zentrop-TT will be noticed on an international level. In order to achieve this goal, she announced three important instruments which shall support the goals of the Zentrop-TT project.
First of all, the Zentrop-TT map. Research institutes will be mapped on that platform. The second instrument is the Zentrop-TT voucher. This voucher supports small and medium-sized enterprises to do their first step into a cross-border R&D cooperation. And a third instrument is the Zentrop-TT Academy. Those workshops and seminars will provide innovation managers the access to necessary knowledge about the Zentrop region.
Vice-Rector Josef Glössl of Vienna's University of Natural Resources and Applied Life Sciences underlines the significance of international cooperation in the Zentrop region.
We consider it very important to have these central European networks in order to build up strong links between the Vienna region and beyond. In all Central Europe, and one of the activities which I would like to announce also here is that Boko University will create a new network in Central and Eastern European countries where a kickoff meeting will be end of May, and many universities will take part in this new network.
A network which will certainly be used by many universities. For the Slovak University of Technology, Robert Rethammer appeals for all partners to strive for more cooperation.
We have to use this advantage because we didn't reach synergy yet. We are going on our own. Each partner from these regions, we are going on our own. We are not cooperating in that dimension, then it would be necessary and would be good. But how to cooperate? That's the question. And this project is one of the projects that is trying to put everything together and trying to put it forward.
Putting the project forward, a wish all the participants of the press conference shared. Jan Wrubke from the Brno University of Technology stresses the common historical roots that the Zentrop region shares, a heritage which has to be carried over into the future.
For the future, development in Central Europe is very important to know each another by participation on common projects contributing to economic development and also creation of the atmosphere of mutual understanding and confidence. This is the right way to Central European prosperity, which can be expressed by a simple sentence. We grow together, together we grow.
A thought well taken in by all of the participants. Janos Rechnitzer of the Gjör University sees a bright future for the entire region. In his opinion, the Zentrop project will become a success, also in Hungary, even if Gjör may look like it was a smaller player at the moment.
If we look at the cities of Vienna, Bratislava and Brno, we can say that our city Gjör is relatively small, so it can be considered more or less like a little brother of these cities. However, if we look at the very dynamic development of our university and our region, we can also suppose that in a few years' time, Gjör will become one of the most significant centers of technological development in Central Europe. Europe, and also, of course, hopefully within the framework of the cooperation with
Centrope. The Centrope project, a European Union project which shall network experts from Austria, the Czech Republic, Hungary and Slovakia. The way to success is still a long one. The first steps, though, are already taken. It is now to the project's participants to walk the talk.